They are the only ones that are required to pay. It used to be $10, but effective October 9th, just 2 days before the Samoa talks, it'll double to $20 just for a 14-day permit. And then it goes up further, depending on how long a U.S. national wants to stay in Samoa. Another thing that should be pointed out is that there's also a transit fee of $50. So you could come to Apia to catch a flight to Fiji in less than 6 hours, and you still have to pay that. Nobody else is charged that in Samoa. And these fees are in retaliation, or what the Prime Minister called reciprocal, to the entry permits that American Samoa has. You know, as a journalist, you point out that there is a difference because it's not just for Samoan citizens. Fijians, if they want to come here, it's a 30-day permit, costs $40, and you have to have a local sponsor. Every other island in the Pacific would be charged that. So that's the difference.
So is the suggestion, therefore, that to put these particular travel barriers, if I can describe them as that, in the way is not very neighbourly? And also, it should make the point that at the Pacific Islands Forum, the PNG Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, was talking about Pacific countries introducing a visa fee-free system.
American Samoa controls its own immigration. It's not under the U.S. system. It has its own rules. And in this era of tourism, and all the Pacific Islands are trying to get more visitors to come, it has been discussed that American Samoa needs to be more visitor-friendly, especially for regional tourism, because when we hosted the Festival of Pacific Arts in 2008, that is when the territory saw how people from around the region really loved being here, and the shopping that went on during that 2 weeks of the festival was just incredible. And at this stage of the American Samoa economy, regional tourism is what's needed to give this place a boost. But in order for a change to be made, in order for Samoans to be given special treatment, it would require a change in the law. So it's not just the governor signing off on a piece of paper.
But presumably also it would require a reciprocal gesture, to use the Prime Minister's words, on Samoa's part too.
Yeah, well, the Prime Minister has made it clear, unless the permits for Samoan citizens coming to American Samoa is removed, the permits for Samoa will remain.
The other sticky issue perhaps between the two Samoas at the moment, the taro ban, because the test results, I understand, are back from Germany now and they've given Samoa the all clear, and yet American Samoa is still sticking to its import ban.
There has been some discussions on a departmental level. The director of agriculture, during his budget hearing before the FONO, he said that the reason why he did this is for food security and he needed to be sure. Now, he said that those tests, when he met with the minister, had just arrived and they were going to be copied on the analysis. When he spoke about 2 days ago, he had not received that. And he was going to go to Samoa again and he was going to take two food scientists from the American Samoa Community College, just to be sure. Taro is very scarce here now, and with the school lunch program starting up, farmers provide taro and bananas for the school meals. I was at the market and there was hardly any taro. But the director of agriculture seems to think that there is enough taro, except that people are not buying because the prices have gone up. But I think he's wrong.